This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stanley right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly just being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. Seriously, be part of the solution, the conversation, whatever it is you want to call it. Because we want to make sure that you're involved, that you're engaged, that you're willing to help out. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. For some of you that is sending your kids to college, you're paying for their college party time. Now, a lot of you are going to say, well, you know what, man, Joe, it's like that all the time. It's not a big deal. It's not the end of the world. This is what they do. They're blowing off some steam. Well, you know, you blowing off steam, your days of blowing off steam and what they do today, not quite the same. Really, just not quite the same. I mean, the stories I can tell you, the stories we can go through, that I hope, that I think will make your skin crawl. Right? Just crazy. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, a couple of shorties, though, that I just love. Greta Thunberg, whatever her name is. She hits major snag while she's traveling to a climate summit. She had trouble getting to a climate summit. I love it. I think it was a week ago or so. Because they rescheduled the summit to a different area. Right? We're pleased to announce that the COP Bureau has agreed that COP25 will take place in December, but it's being moved to Madrid. So she can't get there easily. So she's decided, well, you know, I've traveled halfway around the world, and I've done it all the wrong way. Right? Because she doesn't want to use fossil fuels when she travels. Now think about this. This young girl that we're supposed to trust and believe in, she now needs to find a way to cross the Atlantic without using fossil fuels. I mean, she can row this canoe. Does anybody know of a solar-powered motorboat? I'm just asking because I don't know. I mean, if you think about it, what other ways? Maybe I'm missing. Maybe like a boat with a big rubber band. Remember the planes we had when we were kids? And you'd spin the propeller, and the propeller would wind up the rubber band, and then you'd let it go, and the plane would take off. Remember that? Maybe she could do the same thing. I don't know. I'm not a boat guy, so I don't know. I don't dislike them. I just don't know anything about them. But these activists, they don't really think about what you're saying. Like AOC, who basically wants them to change everything in 10 years. You know, it's really funny how much she thought that through, too, huh? Her green thing. We only had 12 years to change stuff. But to change what? To what degree? To what end? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All kind, like I said, I got all kinds of crazy stories here today. I also told you we'll... I'll be careful how I put this. We're going to touch on the Katie Hill story a little bit more. And you know what? The reason I keep bringing it back up is a few reasons. One is they're now coming after me and a few others. And they're doing it in such a way, it's malicious in some ways. Okay? They know what the truth is. This is a way for... I'll get to it when I get to it. I'm not gonna do it now. But I said we're going to do college campus crazy. Some of these stories, I don't know if I can do. So here's one. And again, you're paying for this. Remember that. The reason I do these stories sometimes is I know you parents are really busy trying to make money to make sure your kids go to school and get a decent education. But this is the stuff that they get nailed with on a regular basis. All right? And even so, even if they're pushing some of these things, they're pushing them with the craziest reason. An Iowa State professor said... He reported the administration for allowing students to say only, ready for this one, only women have abortions. Yeah, let that sink in. See, what I don't get, I wish somebody would call and have an open conversation with me. What I don't get is that you say women have abortions, right? Transgenders, they transition from male to female or female to male. And as Xander has said a million times, you're not transitioning anymore. So once you make the switch, are you now not simply a woman or simply a man? Or do you always have to now be a trans man, trans woman? I'm trying to understand, not making fun. Right? If you truly want to fit in and you don't want any aggravation and you just want it to be normalized, then do that. Right? I mean, that simple. And if you don't, like that story we did about the woman that was freezing her sperm, well, she was a transgender. So she started off as a male. I'm just trying to understand this, and Xander will help with it. She starts off as a male, had her sperm frozen, so that when she does her transgender transition to female, then she wants to get pregnant. Use it to have a baby. Now, she doesn't say using a surrogate mom. She doesn't say anything like that. So I have to assume, because she doesn't, that she actually believes that she can get pregnant. That's scary. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Go far. This is College Campus Crazies from this whole segment. I'm Joe. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, which is really what we want everybody to be. We want everybody to be part of the solution, not just part, you know, of the complaining session, if you would. It's not what I want. Right? I mean, seriously. When you talk about what's going on, again, when I'm telling you what's going on college campus, it's not just to complain. I want to give you some ammunition to work with. I want you to understand what you need to do to fix things. I mean, here you have one professor Iowa State professor, is mad because the college is allowing the students to say that only women have abortions. I'm confused. So does this mean that everything I learned in biology is wrong? Because biology isn't growing. I mean, it's not like it's ever changing, right? So I really don't understand what they want from us. I don't understand what they want us to do, other than surrender, give in, and then just check. There must be some kind of notification every morning we can get up and check to see what has changed. What now will be different? I mean, well, the funny thing about all this too is they don't even agree with each other. The gender conforming, non-gender conforming, cisgen, no gen, gender neutral. They don't all agree as to what to do. It's almost comedic. An Iowa Student University classroom recently, students began discussing the touchy issue of abortion and of birth control. When the students spoke up and declared that those topics to be women's issues. Remember that? I used to get yelled at all the time because they would say, you can't talk about that. Those are women's issues. Well, apparently they're not anymore. One dissatisfied student took to the university campus climate reporting website to complain that the discussion, which took place in September, was offensive to the trans community. How can it be offensive? You can't have an abortion. According to the student, declaring abortion and birth control women-centric issues erases trans men and people who are non-binary who get abortions and or use birth control. Student Denver reported to the professor to the administration complaining there are no pushbacks by the professor to get the students to be more inclusive, instead repeated this erasure. Now, the report was one of 49 filed with the Iowa State campus climate staff over last year. They were obtained last week by College Fix, but they had to do a Public Records Request Act to get it done. The names of the individuals involved were redacted by the university. But the Iowa State Climate Program is similar to it's a bias response team. So if they sense, smell, or feel like there's bias in what's being put, you know, on campus or placed on campus or said on campus, they're going to come running out to help you. Right? They're going to jump in and quickly save you from yourself. It aims to provide support for those who report being impacted by hate. Now, see, that's the other thing. Hate, intolerance, and or bias. You realize they have totally different meanings to the two different sides. Now, according to the university's website, the climate team may ask those named in the complaints to engage in constructive dialogue. Well, what is constructive dialogue? If I walk up and say, listen, I'd like you to explain to me how a trans woman, a person born as a man, transitioning to a woman who has no uterus, how is it an insult to say that, quote unquote, she cannot have an abortion? Because she can't have an abortion. There's nothing to abort, right? So I'm just trying to understand, how is that offensive? And how do I have that conversation? If I said to somebody, look, I'm an old timer. I believe in biology. I believe in science. Science says you have to have a uterus to have a baby. You don't have one. Therefore, by not having one, you can't get pregnant. If you can't get pregnant, there's no reason to, and there's no way to have an abortion. Why is that hate speech? I'd love somebody to tell me. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Really, just totally confused here. Iowa State spokeswoman Angela Hunt told the College Fix that the information collected from the website is shared with campus partners, right, so they can move through and try to help each other out. But I love this. The Campus Climate Response Team. I just find that extremely funny. Reports through the website refer to the appropriate partner who will determine What, if any, steps need to be taken? Right? In August 2018, a student reported having a discussion with their music professor about gender and pronouns, but complained the professor was still having problems with the misgendering. See, so they can't have conversations. They don't really want open dialogue. They want to tell you or speak at you to tell you what to do. Right? It's scary, and I say it's scary. I'm not trying to be mean or nasty or anything else, but I say it's scary for obvious reasons. Right? I mean, you truly can't. They say they want a conversation, but they really don't want one. They want to dictate or yell at you. Today was worse, the student wrote. He said, I had to correct him twice. And the second time he said, whatever. You see what I mean? If I have to look at every one of you in a classroom of 30 or 10 or 50, and I got to wait every time you have to tell me coming into class how you want to be spoken to, how you want to be addressed, what pronoun you want. What if the pronoun changes halfway through the class? How do I know? See, I set up my book. Go grab the book off of Amazon. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping One Guy. It's inexpensive, easy to get. If you're a Kindle reader, you get it a heartbeat. But here's the deal. The very first chapter is absolutes? Absolutely not. Saw this coming years ago. And I wrote about it because the minute they have to honker down the absolutes, then there's a right and wrong. If there's a right and wrong, they're in trouble. Show me to your host. Listen to Real Sight. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In another day in Washington's impeachment inquiry, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, an Army officer assigned to the National Security Council, and Fiona Hill, the former White House Russian advisor, gave firsthand descriptions of scenes central to the congressional probe. Both officials are among nearly a dozen who have testified behind closed doors so far, and both said that they were not the whistleblower. Trump insisted that he has not been damaged whatsoever.
I'm not concerned about anything. The testimony has all been fine. I mean, for the most part, I never even heard of these people. I have no idea who they are. It seems that nobody has any firsthand knowledge.
The impeachment hearings go public starting on Wednesday, with the first to testify being William Taylor, the top Ukrainian diplomat, followed by Ukrainian Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. This is USA Radio News. Thank you for listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Please answer the question.
Always helps when you hit the button, right?
We are back. You're listening to Real Time. And you better be in the mood. Seriously. So, I'm a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us, being with us, being part of, paying attention to. Anyway, so, you know, we just got just so much going on. If you head up to the website, a couple things, guys. There's a email address, you know, our newsletter that we put out. Go ahead and put your email in there. We send it out once a week. If you don't like it, you don't want it, you can always stop it. Same thing with our text messaging, text alerts. You text TRS to 77222. That's simple. And we'll send you an alert before a show starts. If you're not interested, you can kill it anytime you want to. These are all simple things. I get emails from you. I still get emails from people asking me if there's a podcast. Yes. We podcast the show afterward. We videocast the show afterward. You got a million ways to get to these things. And so don't hesitate. All right. Let me get back to the story and the storytelling. So, there was a professor that was chastised for saying only women can have abortions. A professor at a college that your tax money and or your hard-earned money is going in to send your student there. And when it comes to biology, it no longer stands. It's whatever you feel for the moment. Whatever you believe in for the moment is true. And this comes from years of you telling your kids that no matter what they think, no matter what they want to do and how they want to do, it's okay, it's correct, it's right. And don't let anybody tell you any different. Really, it's just getting worse. And another complaint. Oh, no. Let me finish this other one. He said a week later, a student reported another professor for joking that the student should be able to tell an individual's sex just by looking at them. He then made a face expression of uneasiness, the student said. But look it, in most cases, you can tell a student's sex by looking at them, can you not? In most cases, a person, a woman, a man. Sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's not quite obvious. What do you want? You want everybody to look just the same, exactly the same? You want everybody to look gender neutral? You want everybody, every woman to get strapped? What if she wants to look like a woman? What if she wants to have the bumps and curves that most men, most people associate with a woman? And the same thing with men. What if they want to wear their hair a certain way? What if they want to look a certain way that looks kind of masculine, looks manly, if you would? I love it because I know some of you, every time I say manly or woman, you start to twitch. This is what I mean. You're a bunch of hypocrites. Because you're so much, you make fun of people like me that believe in God. You make fun of us. Because we believe in something that you can't touch, see, taste, smell, whatever. This voodoo in the sky or what have you. And because we don't believe in science. And yet, when it comes to science, when it comes to biology, you want to totally ignore it. You tell us we have to ignore it. Because that doesn't mean anything. It's what the person feels, what the person believes that they are. And yet, you call me the hater. You call me the one that's not open-minded. You call me the one that doesn't deserve to have rights. I need to go to a concentration camp or reprogramming camp. Do you not see the hypocrisy? I'll even go one step further. Do you not see the idiocy behind that? I don't believe, or you perceive that I don't believe in science, therefore I'm whacked. You get on my case about climate change because you say it's settled science, therefore I'm an idiot. Biology is a settled science. DNA strands are settled science. Chromosomes are settled science. But you want to ignore them for feelings, and I'm the moron. Okay. That's why I said to you, we don't use the same dictionaries. We don't use the same science books. In another complaint, the student last fall visited a psychiatric services on campus, and while filling out the paperwork, noticed that only women were asked whether they had their last menstrual cycle. Went in to see the psychiatrist. Oh, women are not the only people who have menstrual cycles. Actually, yes, they are. Okay? I mean, again, most, from what I've read and the people I've spoken with, most trans men or trans women are moving into the full either woman or man cycle, whatever you want to call it. All right? You came up with non-binary. These things aren't social constructs. Man and woman, male, female, boy, girl, they're not social constructs. Those are the lunatic psychologists or the lunatic professors that have told you that. It's just not true. Women are not the only people who have menstrual cycles. Are we serious? You know, I keep going back to the city. If your beef is you don't want to be called a woman or a man, that's fine. That's up to you. But to say there are no genders, or that you get to decide them, it's totally against science, totally against medical science. Now this gets even better. The student was concerned that merely seeing the question could be damaging. If a question sends you into that much of a tizzy, somebody misgendering you when they talk with you, if it sends you into that much of a psychiatric tizzy, you need help. If you get that mad or that unnerved or that unhinged, you need help. And that doesn't just go to a transgender. If you're that hinged, that undone, when somebody says something wrong with you or asks you the wrong question or perceives something about you that isn't true, when you get that mad, that triggered, that fast, you need help. In December, a transgender student changed their name in the school computer system, only to later find out that the computer switched back to their dead name, as they put it. They went on to say, "This is possibly a dangerous situation for me since I am a forestry major. My program is more conservative," the student wrote, "seeing or hearing the name causing me intense mental grief, and I literally cannot take it." You're on the forestry service. You're going to be in high-pressure situations. You're going to be fighting fires or trying to get somewhere or trying to do whatever. right? And if somebody misgenders you or calls you to run and it sends you into a tizzy, it puts you into mental grief and you literally can't take it. You think that's the right job for you, maybe? What have you parents done to these kids? What is society? What have you allowed society to do to these kids? Here's some other crazy reports. Students said that they were having a discussion with their boyfriend about hormone replacement therapy when a stranger walked up and asked if they had had the sex change. It was an invasive, disrespectful, rude way of asking about our lives. I felt pretty unsafe considering I did not know how the person would react to the truth. Right? Well, first of all, where do you go to school? If I heard a discussion that was none of my business, this is where just basic plain manners come in. That you people don't seem to have a lot of. You're having a conversation that's very personal, and I don't care what kind of conversation, whether it's about your sexual orientations or about where you're going to have dinner. It doesn't matter. I'm not invited in. That person is disrespectful simply because they got involved in your conversation, not because they asked you if you had sex changes. But this is a commonality amongst your generation. Multiple reports were filed when students wrote sidewalk messages in chalk supporting President Trump and controversial Iowa Congressman Steve King. As a transgender individual, the blatant disregard and disrespect for the Americans who have suffered because of Steve King's misogyny, racism, homophobia, transphobia, made me feel unsafe on campus that should be welcoming to all, said a student. Having to literally walk over support for people who do not believe that I personally deserve basic human rights put one hell of a damper on how comfortable I feel on campus. You know what? I grew up where the Italians weren't well received. Okay? Did I put up with it? No. I pushed back. I opened my mouth. People said things to me. But if you get, look at how much control you're giving somebody else over your life. This is what's bothering me. Stop thinking that everything has to be soft-coated and cushioned so that you can accept it and it's okay for you and it makes you feel better. Learn how to deal with morons. Learn how to deal with life. It'll make you a stronger, a better person. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. I'm Joe Pacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Let me just get back to this because I want to finish up the story. This is the real, the problem at the foundation of what's going on with our young people. They can deal with nothing. And I'm sorry, but I can only blame the parents for this. How did you bring up your kids? Did you consistently take care of them? Did you consistently make sure that they never saw any adversity? Did you consistently make sure that nothing nasty happened to them? That they didn't feel bad about anything? I see this on a regular basis. You're hurting your children. That's why these kids that have a little bit of a different lifestyle, they identify differently. See, you made them so comfortable. You made it sound like nobody was going to put them down or there wasn't going to be a problem because you were going to take care of it. And now they're getting out in the real world where they're a very small percentage. Not everybody's going to feel the same way. They're going to hear and see hurtful things. Why don't you train them and teach them how to deal with it instead of trying to squelch it everywhere? It's human behavior. people, especially young people, they'll get on you even more if they get a rise. They get no rise, it's boring, it's dull, and they don't do anything anymore. I mean, the students saw Steve King. If I said to you that that seeing Barack Obama sent me into an epileptic fit, you wouldn't care. Every time I go down in L.A. and I see his name on the street sign, it makes me shudder. You don't care. Will you take the sign down? Will you cover it up? Will you rename the street? No, you won't do it. Right? These kids see pro-life signs. They're triggered, so we have to take them down. And yet abortion signs, Planned Parenthood signs, where we know that they're killing little human beings, if I ask you to stop and take it down, you tell me I'm out of touch with reality. Another student complained that they had written two genders in the purple chalk and support life in pink chalk on a sidewalk, and that triggered them. You see what's going on here? You parents that removed every little thing from a child's life to make sure that they never saw any adversity, now they can't deal with life. We have suicide rates that are up. We're one of the richest, most robust countries on the planet. We've got the highest teen suicide rate. Do you think that that's because of bullying? Or do you think that kids can no longer cope? We're making it harder and harder for them to cope. I'm not spewing this stuff off the top of my head. I know quite a few, and I mean quite a few people through my school board position and other organizations I belong to and have belonged to. You parents are hovering over these kids too much. You parents are making too many excuses. You parents are making it too easy for them. Let them suffer through things when they're at home. And I don't mean miserable, nasty. I'm talking about if they run into situations where it's very tough and very hard for them. It's better off for them to go through that when they're at your house, in your home, so they don't starve to death, so that whatever it is that's going on, you can help them through, but don't fix it for them. I mean, look at these parents that are all going to jail in Boston because their kids, and even one of the parents actually said it, my girls are not smart enough to get in on their own. How does that make them feel? And look at, think about this today. Those girls didn't know that was going on in most cases. Now, instead of helping them out, they've embarrassed them. Now they feel like idiots. Now they know their parents didn't have enough faith in them to think that they're going to pull it off on their own. And I'll tell you what, these same kids, maybe if they had tried harder, maybe they had to study, got their face out of their phones, and their parents put a little bit more on them in responsibility, they might have been able to get that school on their own. And if they couldn't, then Plan B kicks into place. They don't go to Harvard, maybe. Maybe they don't go to Yale. I mean, seriously. Stop it. I know some of you get mad at me when I do this. I get your emails. I hear what you have to say about me. I don't really care because these kids did not turn out this way on their own. You've hovered over them at home. Then you send them to these liberal bastions. There are no boundaries. There are no. The only boundaries they have, the only things they know is that they're right and everybody else is wrong. And if you make them feel bad, then it's your fault. If they flunk a test because they don't study and you call them out on it, then it's your fault, not theirs. This is what you've raised. So, I think I can fit this in. This young lady made the mistake of challenging Charlie Kirk. Right? She gets owned by Charlie after calling the Constitution racist. I want you to think about this. The Constitution is racist. Right? And then some of you out there going, well, yeah, it is. How do you figure? I mean, seriously, how do you figure? Right? It's racist because of the sins of some of our founding fathers, so they say. And this is the left anti-American agenda. When they constantly hit on our founding fathers, and tell you, it's really funny that somebody, 85, 90% of somebody's life can be positive, doing the right thing, helping others out. They have one or two incidents in their past that are bad, that are nasty. And you guys on the left are like rabid, I don't know, you're like piranha and somebody's throwing a piece of meat in the bowl. You are hateful and nasty. But your side walks every single time. Justin Trudeau. Wonderful man, almost a god, caught in blackface three times. You don't care. I can do this all night with these people. And you just don't care. It's proof. There's no longer, I think there's a double standard. No, there is a double and triple standard. And even in the Democrat Party, you guys, it's a double standard from a standpoint as the rank and file has to live by one set of rules and laws. And if you're the Hillary Clintons, the Obamas, or whatever the world's, you get a walk on pretty much everything. Here's Charlie Kirk. And, you know, this young student, she seems like, well, she needs help. Yeah, probably would help if somebody turned the sound on. What do you think? Think that'll work? Let's see. There you go. Come on. You can do it. I promise.
You believe that the Constitution's the best document in political history?
Oh, come
greatest
on.
Political document ever.
There
read.
You go.
Thank you.
I want to know, how is it possible to believe that when it's based on racist principles? They describe indigenous peoples as merciless Indian savages. They don't describe African Americans as full people, and they don't even recognize other people of color and other minorities that we see today. So I just want to know how you think it's possible.
Now, before Charlie says anything, none of those comments are in the Constitution. First of all, they wouldn't know what an African American was back then. All right? So for those of you who've been listening to me rant for the last hour, you're wasting your money at these colleges if this is what they're turning out.
To believe that's such a great document.
Thank you for the question. Where does it say that in the document? No, keeper. Where does it say that in the document?
I'm sorry, what?
Where does it say what you said in the actual document?
I'm not entirely...
I don't know, because... Somebody gave me this card to ask you the question.
Sure,
it
but...
It doesn't.
No.
Instead, you know what it does say? Provide for the general welfare of all people. I prefaced when I talked about the United States Constitution. You know what's amazing is the amendment process. I love the story of Thaddeus Stevens, who fought like hell to make sure that blacks could have the right to vote.
By the way, you know, think about that. Way back then. But we've always been a racist nation. Nobody cares about black folks.
I love the story of the Republican Party, which was founded in 1860 as an anti-slavery party. I hate what happened to indigenous people under Democrat presidents. I do.
And I will tell you that most of the liberals in that room are not believing any of this, because I've seen them and I've heard them afterwards say that Charlie has twisted real history. And it's not. Do your own homework. The Dems started and grew and believed in racism.
Here's why it's the greatest document ever. It's because in a land with so many different backgrounds and languages and cultures in this room, from all over the world, we can peacefully have a conversation while all that's protected simultaneously. While we can agree to disagree, we can have this conversation. What you said is nowhere in the founding documents at all. What you said is what some of the prejudices that was in the people of the founding fathers. This is called a logical fallacy. Tell me why the document is not correct. Don't tell me the sins of the authors. It's a big difference.
And I agree with him, and so should you. This is why I tell you, do your own homework, please. Hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. You know what? Don't do anything stupid. I always appreciate the time you spend with us. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Site.